The Subtle Genius Hour of Squatch.
I don't care. I don't care!
Bob?
Well, dear friends, we're live on location in the studio again, in Amsterdam. And specifically, a lot of this show tonight, Hour of Slack number 975, is taken from Radio Patepeu in Amsterdam, a show done on Lord Yeti's show, done on November 23rd, 2004. And we'll also hear some National Cynical Network material from Phineas Narco, plus live recordings from the anti-American ranting and at the Devivals in London, Amsterdam, and Hamburg, with Pope David Lee Black, Pope Mickey Finn, and others. Friends, we're also soaking in the wondrous collages of Mr. Fernandinande Lee Murr, and we've got some old KPFA Subgenius Show recordings, this time with lies. But first, Radio Patepeu.
You know, more people are killed by hippos every year than by car crashes. You probably didn't know that strange fact. And more people are actually abducted by UFOs than are killed in airplane crashes. That's a scientific fact. Another factoid brought to you by the Church of the Subgenius. Yes, I'm afraid that's the religious broadcast you're hearing this time. I guess it could have been some fancier church. Oh, yeah, there's fancier. I've noticed some of these old-fashioned churches around here have nice big buildings. Yes, oh, they have some fancy buildings, cathedrals. Some of them are hundreds of years old. And we subgeniuses, what do we have? The public trash can behind the McDonald's. But my friends will preach on from that giant trash can that is our temporary home here in Amsterdam. We'll preach the slack. Because we don't need this fancy. We don't need money for slack, no. We need money to prove to Bob that we love him so that he won't punish us. So we ask you to give. Give of your slack. For now, that's all you have to do. Give till it hurts. And that's a sexual feeling, you know, when you let that money slide out of your hand. It's like when you really let go, baby. That's right. Bob said,
spend your money.
Yes, you do not buy. You do not buy from Bob. You spend on Bob. Splurt, splurt, splurt. That's a romantic bit of radio for the lovers out there in the prairies. If there are any prairie squid lovers, I understand that the government is trying to make laws against the love of land squid or land mollusk of any kind. Even in famously liberal Holland, we hear talk of bestiality being outlawed. I just can't believe what this world is coming to. And to be an American and hear Germans saying, "We're very worried about fascism in America." Oh, so you think you're worried, buddy? 3 weeks ago, just 2 weeks ago, they had that election. And we immediately left the country. It's that simple. We had the election, we woke up the next day. Bush won, just as I thought, just as Bob predicted. Bob said, "It's going to be a bummer, man." He said that a long time ago, Bob did, and that prophecy rings so true today. That's by these stripes, we know Bob is right. He said, quote, "It's going to be a bummer, man," unquote. Now tell me that it did not come true. Now I'll show you a miracle. If you don't believe that's real, then that's a miracle.
in order to
really
protect
what is
families.
The government's role? You've told me several times
how
what
about
it shouldn't do.
How about national defense?
Yeah, I consider this national defense, pal. Our families are under attack from people like you with these lyrics.
John, you don't have to buy them.
Mr. Zappa,
could I make a statement about national defense?
Yeah.
The biggest threat to America today is not communism. It's moving America toward a fascist theocracy. And everything that's happened during the Reagan administration is steering us right down that pipe.
Oh, Mr. Zappa, do you really think? I mean, all kidding aside, in this country, with the permissiveness that we are moving toward a fascist theocracy, anything.
You bet we are, but
I mean, do you think things like this would have ever been permitted?
Give me that famous smile again.
When we were 20, when we were kids, you're about my age, maybe
I'm
a little
45.
Younger. Well, I'm 55. Do you think when I was a kid that they would permit songs like that to be sold? I mean, permissiveness is the game. I mean, you're not really serious if you're saying we're going toward a fascist theocracy.
That's right, we are.
Wait a minute.
In what way? Give me
Bob,
one example.
One example of a fascist theocracy.
When you have a government that prefers a certain moral code mm-hmm. derived from a certain religion, and that moral code turns into legislation to suit certain religious point of view, and if that code
Frank.
Happens to be very, very right-wing, almost toward Attila the Hun...
Well, then you are an anarchist. Every form of civil government is based on some kind of morality, Frank.
Morality in terms of behavior, not
well, of course.
In terms of theology.
Well, of course, but look, I mean, I couldn't believe in your
John,
hearing...
John,
your
okay,
hearing.
Wait a minute, gentlemen. We have to take a break now. Okay.
From PR News in Washington, I'm planning to attack people who've charged sexual abuse by Iraq's interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi during the 9/11 terrorist attacks, combined with a further attack on 500 healthy people looking for three Iraqis who were allegedly planning to attack New York City's police commissioner in Dadbag, indicating that more people looking for radioactive wastes actually found PR News.
Mr. President, Congress can't afford to be threatened. The United States, in its formative years, never chose the free access of information of their citizenry. The founding fathers of this great nation of ours knew the value of repressive measures, such as the censorship of published materials, to protect the government from their citizens. As Jefferson once commented, when the people know only what the government wants them to know, all is safe. Let me be clear, if I can here. The legislation that I've submitted today for inclusion in the record isn't about protecting freedom of press. Instead, Mr. President, this legislation is used as a tool for propaganda, whereby nothing could get published without the government's consent.
It's a war, really. It's a slow-motion war between the humans and the subgeniuses, and we admit inventing the humans 80 million years ago in fabled mutantis was our worst mistake, and now they outnumber us zillions to one. And we're forced to disguise our beautiful religion as a joke. Oh, yeah. People say, oh, I've heard it. Bob, praise Bob. Church is subgenius. That's a real funny joke. Well, is it any bigger a joke than the headlines in today's newspaper? Is it a funnier joke than your life? Oh, friends. No, the conspiracy is bigger than Republicans and Democrats or whatever. It's an attitude, simply. It's the attitude of distrust. And they're not clever. They don't even know that it's a conspiracy. And yet, these cow-like, sheep-like followers, yet they can destroy the world! So, Bob has come along to make sure that the world is destroyed properly, and not in some silly, useless manner. Friends, the humans, they have bad words for us. So, you know, they call us bad names, Bobbies and so forth. We have even more words for them. The Pink Boys, the Barbies and Kens, the Mediocritans, the Cage Dwellers, and so forth. Friends, that what they are is false prophets. Sheep in wolves' clothing, as they say. And consequently, we find this world that seems like it's all going to hell in a handbasket, with overpopulation, cancer everywhere, diseases, poisons, class war, and so forth. You think how bad it is in the news, and the media think what they're not telling you. And that's where the wonderful prophecies of Bob come in. Friends, the worst part of the conspiracy is that they make you actually want to work. Now, some of our rival cults insist that things like pornography are destroying the family. Friends, I'll tell you what is destroying the family is 9-to-5 jobs.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Dad has to get up and mom and get up in the morning, kiss their kid hello and goodbye, and go off to work. The kid is sent to some school to watch a scarecrow for a while. And then they come home and kiss the kid good hello and good night, and that's it. And that's jobs that are destroying the family, friends, not pornography. Bob says, stop working and get back to wanking. But you know, we all say, well, I'm free. You don't have to preach. You're preaching to the saved, Reverend Stang. I know all about the conspiracy. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. Why, I don't, there's no conspiracy. I don't have one of those jobs. I'm a art bum. You know, I kind of gob by on life. But friends, you must never forget the conspiracy is always, you can forget them, but they won't forget you. No, sir. They're always, and they get in your head. We all have it, the conspiracy inside of our heads. That's the part we have. We hate that hate. You know, we're full of hate. And hate is a wonderful motivator. If you hate enough, you can really love Bob. In fact, you know, we're not so different from most religions. It's not that people love Bob or Jesus or Muhammad all that much. It's that they love the idea of everyone else burning in hell. Ah, yes. You know, it's us, that us versus them thing. And J.R. Bob Dobbs, a wise, mindless, automatic spouting fellow that he is, recognized that fact. He was, he realized that if you act like a dumb shit, they'll treat you as an equal. And so people come to me and they say, Reverend Stang, how should I fight the conspiracy? Oh, I hate that boss. I hate my parents. They're assholes. I hate the president. I hate the premier. I hate the queen. Whatever. Friends, you can't beat the conspiracy. There's millions of them. You can only make yourself stronger. The conspiracy has, between all of them, they have at least 100,000 nuclear weapons. And the Church of the Subgenius, we've only got 5. And we don't even know where one of them is. Disneyland, maybe. It's, right, we'll find out. But yet we dare to fight them anyway! The lost causes are the only ones worth fighting for, as Jimmy Stewart said in one of those old Hollywood movies.
Excuse me.
It didn't
what?
Go over
money
well
is to burn. Oh, no, not again!
And theatergoers and audience alike said money was to burn.
Rated PG.
Now it's time for the Poot Awardees from the subgenius Johnny Horizon Get Involved with America contest.
We have some questions we'd like you to think about as you sleep through the show.
Sort of.
Why didn't JFK have time to draw his own gun? Where did Jackie hide her weapon?
He couldn't draw it.
Why didn't Connolly stay out of the way like he was supposed to?
Well, he couldn't move there.
How many gunmen were there? And how many Oswalds were there?
Well, I don't know if we'll ever know.
How many Oswald doubles are still alive? And where do they live?
Frankly, I don't know if the American public is interested in this.
Where was the assassination really filmed? And who played the part of the actor president?
I think they'll all be anxious to get back to their television programs.
Is Paul dead?
September 12th, 1964.
Yeah, that was Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Well, read my lips, dammit.
Well,
I
it's kind of hard to do. This is radio. Maybe you can put your lips to your radio a little bit closer.
Well, then I might see 1,000 points of light, though.
Maybe you should put your lips to the back of your radio.
That
yeah, right to the cord, that cord that leads out of it.
Faint blue lettering on your
that's it.
It's hard to read, and it's an imposition on the American public to try to ask us to read that faint tattooing on your lips, even if it is lit up by 1,000 points of light. Thank
That's
you.
That's 1,000 pints of light.
And 1,000 pints or quarts of AIDS-contaminated blood washed up on an Atlantic beach the other day,
ejected
causing
from
a bleaching
another
of
U.S.
the beach
military
and a corralling of
naval
the
vehicle.
Yes, a naval station was full of lint and had to be cleaned, according to some sources present at the site.
Just how clean. Who could ever forget that terrible Pearl Harbor day when President Bush shot President Quayle in a fight to the finish for the championship title of President of the United States?
You can tell us if you think that you'd like to be in the 60s again. We can probably arrange that before the end of the show.
Obviously, we've never left the 60s here at the show.
Weird by whatever's happening here.
Our distinctive axe marks of the immortal Brazilian rubber planters are in such short supply that an advance application in your name is already reserved for you. To protect your investment, none will be made.
Yeah, just
registered
just call
with the Department of Motor Vehicles. A dazzling proposition, you will agree. If you do not, your 560-piece set of Belgium's most cherished waffle patterns, together with your check or money order, will be buried at sea on or before midnight, April 15th,
and if you act now, we'll even bury you with the special Six White Horses Cavalcade.
The 70th anniversary, college-trained historians tell us, of the sinking of RMS Titanic, one of the 66 great marine disasters commemorated in this never-yet-offered series, each individually bronzed, annealed, martinized, and hickory-cured by skilled artisans working under the supervision of the Hawaiian Board of Regents.
Presidential assassination with a video camera.
Barbara, if somebody wants to shoot me from a dirigible with a bazooka, nobody can stop it, so why worry about it?
What on earth is he talking about?
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
By the way, what are they saying about me?
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
From them at this is one a one word website address non-contact neglect.com. That was posted by Reverend Selfslayer. And before that, we heard some KPFA with the puzzling evidence, Dr. Howell, and in this case, lies, Palmer Vrede's. And now, let's go back to Amsterdam to hear from Pope Black.
To misquote John the Baptist, I am not the one you seek. I am merely here to prepare the way for the one who comes after me. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the second luckiest man alive, the head of the Subgenius Olympic Doping Committee, the president of Eurobikers for Bob, the ex-pope of all Europe, altar boy, David Lee Black! Now, friends, I was going to put on this uniform, and I was going to perform as Pope Black tonight, but no!
No more.
No, never again. I have cast off these shackles of anti-slack. I am no longer the Pope of all Europe. I am the altar boy of all Europe. Dressing up in a funny suit and even wearing sunglasses on stage. Now I have to be irresponsible and let everybody else yell at me! That's right, my friends. I want to thank all of you for busting me down to the position of altar boy of all Europe. But
altar boy.
I would rather be the altar boy of all Europe than the fucking president of the United States. And I challenge that motherfucker to cocaine and beer drinking each time of the day he wants to do it, because I can, even as altar boy, drink more and do more coke than he can.
Oh, he does a lot of coke.
Now, I was sitting all day long trying to think about what I was going to preach about tonight, and in classic form, instead of thinking up something profound, thinking up something, what am I going to teach him? I found wisdom in the most strange of places, my friends. Just like all other subgenius preachers, we don't find our highest wisdom in the Bible, the Quran, or in philosophy books. No, my friends, we find it in comic books and packs of cigarettes. That's right. I found this empty pack of cigarettes on the table, and I was looking at it and trying to translate what it said on the front of the package. And in my broken Dutch, I'll need some help from the Dutch speakers in here. It says, and I know this is going to sound like it's some stupid American, but roken is dodelijk. Okay? Now, I believe that means, correct me if I'm wrong, smoking is deadly.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, my friends, it ain't as deadly as your non-belief in Bob! That's right, my friends. The conspiracy wants you to believe that cigarette smoking is deadly, but it's not nearly as deadly as if you don't pay it up to Bob Dobbs. Do I hear a praise, Bob? Do I hear a praise, Bob? Now, the conspiracy out of this packet of cigarettes, which probably will give you cancer if you smoke it too long, because it is a conspiracy drug, and the conspiracy taxes you pay on the cigarettes are going to fight some unholy war in a place where they are killing people. You're right. Smoking is deadly. But the conspiracy is deadly. And it is even more deadly not to believe and pay your $30 to Bob, because the Church of the Subgenius is the only religion in the world to offer eternal salvation for $30 or triple your money back. Go here, praise Bob! Now, Brother Stang, who is not much of a drinker, but me, I am, did not offer up the Holy Communion tonight. And I would like everybody to put their glasses up to their lips and drink in this sacred moment of Holy Communion. Now that you got that out of the way, get your wallets out! Payball!
What you are about to hear is real. It has not been edited or enhanced.
Threat to America today is not communism. It's moving America toward a fascist theocracy. And everything that's happened during the Reagan administration is steering us right down that pipe.
You're not really serious if you're saying we're going toward a fascist theocracy.
That's right, we are.
Wait a minute.
And what? Give me
Bob,
one example.
One example of a fascist theocracy.
When you have a government that prefers a certain moral code derived from a certain religion, and that moral code turns into legislation to suit one certain religious point of view, and if that code happens to be very, very right-wing, almost toward the Hun,
then you are an anarchist. 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 Then you are an anarchist.
and that was by Phineas Narco, friends, and you can download a lot more material from Phineas Narco's National Cynical Network. They are at www.nationalcynical.com, nationalcynical.com, one word. And now back to Patipe.
Well, I guess it's a cooking show now. I'm sorry, we had to suddenly change formatting according to the FCC from some other empire. We have a banana here, some salad called aardappel, whatever the hell that means. God almighty, this country is nuts. The toilets have these shelves where instead of your shit just diving straight down into the water, a good belly flop or swan dive or whatnot, it splats on the shelf. And I guess that it's this health-minded, highly civilized people can inspect their droppings for any sign of the disease or
bad. Actually, Daddy, it's to prevent splashback.
To prevent splashback. Well, they have cleaner. No wonder their asses are so clean. You know, you hear that all the time in America. Boy, those Dutch people, they've got the cleanest asses. Well, compared to, you know. Well, compared to Bob. Bob was a natural man, you know. Bob believed, he was like John the Baptist. He believed that people didn't need all this artificial all these Brill cream hair lotions and men's aftershave and so forth. Bob lived naturally. He went for 7 years without bathing at one point in his career. That was when he was studying. Yeah, that was when he was studying with the monks in Tibet. And he was known as the unapproachable one because his aura was so pungently great to those attuned higher masters that he said, truly Bob is the strongest of us all. And by these fruits shall we know the prophet when he finally comes. They said his shoes would be brown like unto the square man. And they said that his raiment would be fine, like unto the salesman. They said, moreover, that his hair would be gleaming with the oils, with fine oils, and he would smell of strange herbs. And they said, most importantly of all, he would come with a briefcase and with a pipe. And he would be the smiling one, it says in Prescriptures, Maronica 7:14, if you read along with me. The pipe, they said, for that is truly the king of this man, Bob. He himself haseth no intellect, as men counteth brainery, yet he hath only slack and luck. And so he walketh as a king, but it is the pipe which is the king of Bob. For the pipe is of Jehovah, one alien space god from a corporate sin galaxy, as we know from studying our prescriptions. If you now, are you bearing along with me? Yeah. Call the number you see on your screen, 412-299. Just call that number and pledge. Make a pledge, would you? Show your faith. In Bob, in Radio Patipo, show your faith. Even if you don't care about Bob, if you don't care about us, just pay us to shut up. You know there's some beautiful music out there you could be hearing instead of this irritating preacher voice. And yet, I don't see the phones lighting up. 412-9-9. For salvation, your salvation, not or your... Have you got a loved one who passed on? An uncle, a grandpa, or even a parent who died, crossed over without knowing Bob? You can save that person's soul posthumously. That means after death. You can save ancestors, and you can save descendants. You can buy salvation ahead of time or after the fact. It's all in how much you want to give. Give, give. Giving is what it's all about. This is the season of giving. Why, friends, we walk around this lovely city and see such a spirit of Christmas time approaching. The lights are so pretty. And that bizarre little racist image of that strange little black fellow that would so anger almost any people of any other country for its strange stereotypical.
Those Christmas lads recently almost killed somebody.
Nice, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, they were like sitting around, nothing happened. All of a sudden, like, we heard like crushing sound outside, and these Christmas lights in the conference center came crushing down. And this guy was just walking there, and he's like, the thing fell down just behind him. And funny thing was, he didn't winch whatsoever. He was like, looked behind him, looked at the crushed down lights, turned around again, and walked on.
No sense crying over spilt milk, friends. There's a mystery every second. You can face it with wonder and questioning, or you can be like that poor pink stoner who couldn't even react to a bizarre situation. Which will it be? Which are you? Well, it's up to you to make that choice. You don't have to make it tonight, but it would help. It would help you to flush your mind like one of these strange toilets.
I actually remember that one of my Dutch family members was on vacation in France. Of course, they got these normal, you know, water toilets where they do your thing and it just falls into the
little water.
If you're lucky, of course, that whatever sticks to the bowl. But he was so used to the Dutch toilets, he didn't want to go to a toilet where actually the water would just plop up and like kiss you, you know, the kiss of Neptune. So he'd been like going through the hotel, every room after room, looking for one of those Dutch toilets with one of those little plateaus. And he couldn't find one. And finally he filled up the entire toilet with toilet paper and did what he had to do, and thus didn't get the kiss of Neptune, but he did manage to clog the toilet considerably, which proceeded to flood, and the entire hotel room afterwards flooded, so that was quite interesting. But yeah, there you go, that's Dutch logic for you, I guess.
Well, so it turns out those shelves were actually for a much more modern and forward-thinking reason than we had ever been. The Germans or the British had told us. British told us.
That was told to us.
Rather than
something
so sensible and common sense, you know. So that would be cause for war for some countries.
Oh yeah.
Lilliput and Brobdingnag went to war for. Of course, Brobdingnag beat them. They stomped Lilliput.
Mm-hmm.
But they went to war over smaller things than toilets. It's toilet paper that's important. The paper itself, ultimately, that's where you could draw the line between a civilized land and true barbarism. When they use the waxed paper coated with a sort of a sheath of razor blades, that is barbarism. Use a gooseneck of a live goose, that is truly a trained live goose.
You find these sheets of tree bark, as in some countries, right? You're looking puzzled, no?
That's what we use in Texas.
What, tree bark?
Yeah, I'm from Texas, where George Bush came from, and I can tell you that's what George Bush uses for toilet paper, tree bark.
Trees in Texas?
Yes. They're called cactus. They're not very tall trees, generally, but they're covered with very sharp spines. Long spines, like hat pins. And those are what a Texan uses to wipe, to clean his or herself after a extra meditation. So the stories you've heard are true. Yeah, it's all desert, horses,
cowboys.
Horse shit, cowboys. Yeah, my, yeah.
cowboy.
As you can tell by the way I look with my cowboy hat, my cowboy boots, chaps.
And a bit of horse face on your
six, feet. Yeah, six gun. And, that's it. All the stories you've heard are true. Actually, it's so sad. Honestly, I recently drove through my old hometown in Texas. And it was, it still looked fairly nice and traditional. But at the end of the block, there was a McDonald's. And next is a Starbucks. I thought that was pretty bad. That we came to here, to Europe. We go to a little town, traditional town in Germany, Lüneburg. Like, it was so old-fashioned and traditional looking, and this ancient building, so it's marvelous to we who live in New World land. It was like a special Epcot Center theme park Germany land exhibit, marred at the end of the street by the sight of that ever-present McDonald's, and a Starbucks, and a Woolworths, and the same here, the same everywhere, the same in the downtown Baghdad, the same in Nairobi, the same everywhere you go, the smiling face of the pink boy Ronald McDonald supplants the grinning insane visage of Bob everywhere we go. The devil owns this world, my friends. The devil is in Ronald McDonald. The devil is in Starbucks. The devil is in Woolworths. You think Satan's not real? Well, he may not be real the way you're thinking. He's not some red-skinned monster with horns. He's a fat businessman in a necktie. That necktie is like a handcuff around. That's how Satan keeps a leash. A wristwatch. That's his handcuff. It's mind control. Satan's got you mind control. You got to resist Satan, my friend.
Didn't Satan
only eating McDonald's every now and then on special occasions?
Didn't he do something with sin? I mean, doesn't the Church of Genius like sin?
Satan is competition for Bob. You see, we're trying to tempt sinners away from the devil long enough to get their money, and then they can go on to whatever other god or demon or new age crystal or flying saucer riding wiseacre hobbit man. We don't care what. They can do whatever they want. Whatever gives you slack, baby. Get you some slack.
Put your hands up if you believe in Bob. Put your hands up if you hate Bob. Now wait a minute, this is fucked up. Now for every one of you who are talking while I'm preaching, none of you raised your hands. And for every one of you who are listening to what I'm saying, you raised your hands twice. Now that's fucked up. Those are the true believers in Bob. Me that Hitler is standing neck deep in the cum of his wildest, wettest dreams in hell as George Bush builds playgrounds for Iraqi children out of spent out tanks and spent uranium munitions. And the most of you do not care. Because you are part of the conspiracy. The conspiracy that we've been talking about all evening. The conspiracy that you're a part of now because you are not listening to the word of Bob! Now most of you are sitting chatting about your own pathetic little personal problems or your pathetic little lives, your unenlightened little selves, because you care about nothing else other than the little tiny world around you. But I want to bust your bubble right now and tell you there's a great big universe out there, bigger than you. It's got more dots on its face than you do. And, my friends, as you're set conversing in your little, about your pathetic little lives, aliens are sitting up in space and they are watching our television shows. They are listening to our radio shows and they are listening to me right now as I speak. George Bush Jr. has drawn a line in the sand in Iraq, and either you are a terrorist, or you're gonna get off the planet with the rest of us believers!
From PR News in Washington, I'm sentenced to 3 years in prison for the killing of a severely wounded Democratic candidate from Orlando, Florida this weekend. In his week radio address today, President Bush claimed he killed the 16-year-old boy to put him out of his misery. The president was a victim of PR News. Yasser Arafat was pronounced fit for bankruptcy in Washington. Doctors in Vienna say there are questions about withdrawing from Vienna.
For PR News, I'm swollen and pockmarked in Vienna.
You're on the air.
Take over a gas station and seize one gas station at a time. Threaten to maybe, like, beat his foot or something, or wear his clothing in an unusual manner and expect the government of Iraq to capitulate George Bush and send home him, her, and he, and everyone.
The burning Bush?
I mean, I wish it could be done, but I can't hear anything.
I can't.
Cowboy Dave.
Sounds like it.
The voice is somewhat familiar.
Yeah, that's Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Okay.
He's an enemy of the state.
In the other world.
An enemy of the fifth estate.
He's actually somewhere in the same house with me, but I don't know where.
But and it's causing
really weird scenarios.
I'm inside the house.
This is Villa Stangula, where they're planning a lot of these terrorist or paranista raids on various gas stations around town. And we have a war room in the basement. It looks
situation
like a ping pong table, but in reality, it's got the future of the world written out like a map.
Isn't the shuffleboard thing where you move tanks and stuff around and saucers?
Well, those from the other we have those metal tanks. Those are full of the compressed souls of the subgenus members, including you, St. Bucky.
Oh, great.
Somewhere down there, one of those blue canisters has your soul in it.
There's a little piece of Bucky in Fang's basement.
Yep. There used to be one with mine in it, but I lost a third of mine to G. Gordon Gordon in some gambling thing, and Bob took a third of it for I don't know what.
And of course, the lovely Princess Wee has the other third.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to take
I mean, it's a hard thing to lose your soul. It's not to an object, but what about losing the concept? You know, that's the easiest thing.
Smoke
you
dope know. And masturbate.
So many people
smoke
are
dope.
Well,
and
not human.
I agree. Guys, listen.
Smoke dope.
It's not the Oye man. Oye, como va? Smoke dope and masturbate. Fuma hierba y masturbate. Fuma hierba.
Smoke dope and masturbate. Yeah, was that a PSA?
Yes, it was. That was Dr. Sinister's medical advice. Actually, if you listen to the show and you speak Swedish, if you can understand Swedish, it actually says smoke dope and masturbate in Swedish in the introduction sequence to this show.
But here's the great thing about Bob. The conspiracy does not understand it. And because they don't understand Slack, they can't bottle it and sell it. And as long as Slack is free and private only to you, they can't win! We may come off as kind of a cheesy joke at times, but think about it. What if my wonderful homeland of America, or anywhere else in the world for that matter, became... I'm not saying this has happened yet or anything, but what if it became the kind of place where you really couldn't speak your mind. Where we kind of gradually lost some of our freedoms and didn't even notice because it was so gradual. Well, wouldn't a secret resistance group have to pose as something else? Wouldn't it have to seem like maybe a joke where they couldn't quite tell, you couldn't quite tell if they were serious or not? Look what they did to our predecessors, friends! So the great thing about Bob is he cannot sell out because he's already totally corrupt. He could not be more corrupt, and he's tamper-proof. They don't know why he's smiling. They can't understand him. And he has a power that the popes of other religions envy. Other popes, they're infallible. They cannot fail. Bob has the power to fail. And every time he does, he makes $1 million for himself, not necessarily for his clients. And his friends, yes, you know, it does sound crazy, but maybe it's just so crazy, it just might work! Well, we'll see. It doesn't really matter, friends. As I said, as long as Slack is free, they cannot win. And we may be broke, we may be drunks or neurotic or retards or whatever, but yet we can hate them. Why? Only for one reason. Because we have Bob and they don't! And for that, we can hate until we finally achieve the pristine moment of hate squared. Hate times hate. Till you've hated the hate itself so thoroughly that you finally get Slack. And you know, you can't save the world and you can't give somebody else Slack until you have Slack. Otherwise, it's just you're just bullshitting yourself. And, you know, I used to get very frustrated because I'd run into these sub-geniuses who were just embarrassing. I mean, just they were messed up. They were nerds, geeks. They thought they were funny, but they weren't. Or, you know, it was just kind of embarrassing. And I don't know if I... And then one day it finally sunk in. That's what this is all about! Duh! Of course they're fucked up, because there really is a conspiracy of normal people stealing away the slack of the weirdos. Of course they're fucked up, and that is why Bob is their god. So, my friends, you know, we every X day, even though the aliens didn't arrive in 1998, we wait for them every single year. At 7 o'clock in the morning, July 5th, every year. Because, friends, what are we waiting for, really? Are we going to wait for some aliens to bring us freedom from the conspiracy? That would be nuts. It would be nuts. But really, are we going to wait for some invisible monster who lives in the clouds to grant us the freedom to have church in a bar on Saturday night instead of Sunday morning all dressed up? Are we going to wait for some pipe-smoking charlatan salesman to tell us what Slack is? No! We make our own Slack! Here's the bad news. The bad news is Bob is not the answer. The good news is neither is anything else! You must learn to think for yourself. Only Bob can teach you how. And you must question authority.
What?
Why?
Or else. There, see, somebody else did. But most important of all, my friends, the one rule. You know, Bob said so many funny things. Too much is always better than not enough. Act like a damn shit and they'll treat you as an equal. Repent, quit your job, and slack off while you still know how. But the most important thing still is, friends, fuck them if they can't take a joke! Praise God!
Thank you.
Yes, dear friends, we're listening to the Tomb Orchestra with Pope Black narrating in the foreground there, performing at the Hamburg Divifo at the Fundbüro in November. Yes, friends, and we've been hearing in the show at the end here a little bit more of Radio Patapu from Amsterdam. You can get more information on Radio Patapu from freeteam.nl/patapoe, P-A-T-A-P-O-E. Friends, you're listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack, number 975. You can get more information about Bob and the Church of the Subgenius from Post Office Box. You got that pencil ready, friend? That would be Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Now, stop working and get back to wanking.
This silence was sponsored by Radio Patapo. If you'd like to advertise in this space, please call 412-2969. Well, in the church there are no uncomfortable silences. We merely relish in our toes curling up and are wondering who's going to say something.
Slack the river. Slack can go different ways, you know, as Hitler said to Philo that one time back when they were running buddies. One man's bummer is another man's beautiful thing. That one time back when they were running buddies. Them was lean years, boy. Them was lean years.
There's such thing as bad slacker, isn't there? We're not suggesting that you go out and randomly kill people, but do bear in mind that slacker...
Only if you're subgenius.
Exactly. Slacker...
Be careful. The thing is, since you can't tell, only Bob can tell. So that means... Are you really going to try to decide for Bob? No. I think we better save your slashing till after Bob gets here. You're going to have to wait just like everybody else and curb your slashing proclivities. Bob, you can't tell who's pink and who's... For all you know, maybe you're the crazy pink boy. Do you ever think of that now, Mr. Subgenius Know-It-All?
Crazy pink boy?
But if maybe you're the crazy nut that Subgenius Church is making fun of. Do you ever think of that, Scares the hell out of me, I'll tell you.
But what, you mean I paid my $30 and
yeah, that's
I might not be one of them. They might be taking me for a ride.
You better think about that, don't you? I bet you those Heaven's Gate kids wish they'd thought that way before that. I wish those Heaven's Gate kids on God. I wish I'd gone to church and said to you. And Jonestown, they were the Jonestown self-suicide. They were all going, oh, I wish I'd joined that Church of the Subgenius when I had the chance. Instead, I went and followed Jim Jones and his false Jesus commie thing. Oh, why didn't I follow Bob? Well, might as well take the cyanide. Hey, Bob. Hell, Satan, whatever they said.
At least they can join us when they reincarnate.
They got old self-support.
Yeah, they'll learn from this mistake.
Friend, you know, you're going to face the same decision those Heaven's Gate, Jonestown, and bless her heart, poor Branch Davidians face. You going to come out with your hands up, or you going to stay in there? I suggest you just do like us subgeniuses do. Come out with your hands up and pray for a good lawyer. Because they've got bigger guns, and they've got 1,000 nuclear weapons, and you've only got one or two at the most, don't you? Face facts.
Always know when you're outgunned.
Yeah, if you live and run away to live to fight another day. Or run, as the case may be. Some of us just keep running.
We never stop.
We never turn and fight the conspiracy because we're chicken. There's nothing for you to be ashamed of if you're a subgenius. That's what we call a pacifist. We have a nice word for it. So why don't you just lay down your weapon, pick up your wallet, and send that money to Bob, just call this station, 412-2699. Our prayer partners are on the phone just waiting for your call.
Praise.